This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In the break, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this wet and soggy Saturday in Wales, on the Saturday 30th of January 2021. That's in one article here, just in time for Biden, that WHO, the World Health Organization, finally admits PCR tests produce false coronavirus positives. The busting they've got to use them here in Britain. How disturbed is that? And the article goes on to say, Ethan Huff writing this article for Natural News, the World Health Organization, the WHO, is finally coming clean about PCR, polymerized chain reaction test, which the doctor who invented it, who died recently, a young man actually, said it wasn't for testing SARS. It was never that. It was an internal laboratory testing thing for other things. Testing scandal that resulted in untold millions of people falsely testing positive for the Wuhan coronavirus, but only because Joe Biden has now been coronated as president. No, he hasn't. But throughout 2020, President Donald Trump, at the helm, PCR testing protocols were fraudulently calibrated to perform an excessively high number of cycles. The higher the number of cycles we learned, the more positive results were generated. This was clearly done on the purpose to make Trump look bad and justify locking down the country in order that Trump's high-performing economy was shot to dust. Now that Biden regime is occupying the White House, however, everything is magically changing for the better. Suddenly, the WHO and other health authorities are admitting that PCR testing is not being done correctly, which has been known for a while now. The cycle threshold CT needed to detect viruses inversely proportional to the patient's viral load, and the WHO admitted in a statement released not even an hour after Biden was inaugurated, where the test results do not correspond with clinical presentation, a new specimen should be taken and retested using the same or different NAT technology, whatever that is. In other words, if an individual tests positive but does not show any corresponding symptoms, the high CT value produced is more than likely incorrect and needs to be adjusted. So coronavirus was a political weapon after all. Yes, it was. This is the type of information that in a fair and honest world would have been revealed months ago, while Trump was still recognized by everybody as being in office. Heck, the New York Times knew about it back in August, having published an article revealing that upwards of 90% of coronavirus test results in at least three states did not in any way correspond to active illnesses. The left response was that these were merely asymptomatic carriers of COVID-19. Asymptomatic spread, however, is not the real thing and appears to have been used merely to drum up fear of the pandemic. Many epidemiologists warned that PCR test cycles were calibrated too high. However, it was not yet politically expedient to make any changes. And the article, last few paragraphs, says, January 20, when Biden was sworn in as America's 46th president, keep in mind that Anthony Fauci, a television doctor whom many leftists view as a god of the coronavirus pandemic, initially roughly a year ago said, he said we shouldn't be wearing masks a year ago, right? And he also cursed the PCR test. Fauci also knew back in July that the PCR test cycle count needed to be reduced to pull up more accurate results. Even so, he refused to do anything about it, playing a compliant role. But again, Trump stuck with that idiot for so long, and it was just utterly ridiculous. But anyway, we go to another audio, Ken. The Solomon Report, Dolores Cahill, 6 minutes outlining the horrors of these wrong testing, etc., and the right to travel. The Solomon Report, Dolores Cahill, you got that one?
Hello again. This is the 26th of January, 2021. One of my friends out of New Jersey sent me a rather interesting clip. And you want to listen to what this professor, Dolores Cahill, has to say. And this is in reference to COVID-19, people becoming guinea pigs. The clip's just under 4.5 minutes in duration, so have a listen.
Some people say it's not even a vaccination, it's a genetic experiment. What do you think?
Yeah, so it doesn't really meet the criteria, but I suppose there are three waves of adverse events, right? There's the adverse events, which is more or less like anaphylaxis in the first week. Then these vaccines shouldn't be given in a second dose, you know, so I know they're planning a lot of them for two vaccinations, but the real adverse events will happen whatever the mRNA is in the vaccine, that when the person comes across that, it could be in February, March 2021 or in a year later, that would be when in the animal studies maybe 20%, 50% or all of the animals died. So I'm also saying that people over 80 who get these, between the combination of the first adverse events, which is about 2.5% in some vaccines, 1 in 40 people, have adverse events where they are not able to function or work or live life normally. For the second vaccination, it could be 1 in 10. But for the over 80-year-olds or 75-year-olds, I would think that about 80% of them will have life-limiting adverse events or die when they come across the mRNA again. And for others, it's hard to know. It could be half of the people will be severely. And what it does is, this gene therapy or medical device is actually setting up an autoimmune disease chronically. That's what it's setting up. So it's a bit like injecting peanuts, or, you know, but they don't know what it is. And then you come across something and then you go into your adverse events. And the adverse events is you start this, it's anaphylaxis first, the first wave, anaphylaxis, allergic reaction, the second wave. But the third reaction, when you come across whatever the mRNA is against, you have stimulated your immune system to have a low-grade autoimmune disease, not immunity, to yourself, because the mRNA is expressing a viral protein. You make yourself a genetically modified organism. So the immune system is meant to push the viruses out or the bacteria, but you actually see it in your body, in your cells. The autoimmune disease is attacking yourself, low-grade. When you come across the virus, we'll say February, March, that stimulates the immune system to get rid of the virus, but then it suddenly sees that you have viral proteins in your cells and in your organs. Your immune system attacks your own organs. You then, after about a week of that, go into organ failure because your immune system is killing your own organs, and those patients will present as sepsis initially for another week or two, and then will die from organ failure. And why the elderly die is that if you have one or two comorbidities, the energy that the immune system requires to boost your immune system will make them very tired and exhausted. And then they just don't have the capacity, if they have underlying conditions, for the immune system. Well, you know, normally, because this mRNA is in every cell of their body, it's almost unstoppable, because each time they destroy, we'll say, the heart or the spleen or the lungs or the liver, the mRNA is expressing the protein in every cell. So just as a solution, what we urgently need is a repository of like every 1 in 100 or 1 in 200 files that are injected, especially into the elderly in the care homes. They need to be stored in a biorepository of the vaccine vials randomly, so that when the people start to die, we can actually see what is in this vaccine, or we should be doing it now. So that I am concerned that maybe there are multiple mRNAs in this vaccine and not just something for corona. You know, we should be sequencing the mRNA, because if it was influenza as well or other viruses, we would be priming these people to the natural viruses that are circulating. So there needs to urgently be quality control random for doctors to be required to give 1 in 100 to a repository, and someone like me could forensically, you know, analyze what's in these vaccine vials so that when the elderly start dying, we will know, you know, we should be knowing now what's in them. So it's absolutely a dangerous gene therapy. Should not be given to the elderly.
Should not be given to anyone. Now, I'm going to attach the link. You want to listen to what...
Okay. Okay, very good. Yeah, well, sorry, the sound was very bad on the second hand. He was playing that, and that wretched background music destroyed it. But she's giving out a shocking warning there. And she is a world-class scientist who worked in this area, ran her own science company, doing this kind of testing and research, and she knows what she's talking about. And she will not take part in any of the government activity in Ireland who are telling barefaced lies, including the chief scientific officer. And they're all in the pockets of Big Pharma. Just about all of them, the SAGE committee here, and the other creature here, what's his name? He's a weird-looking git, but they don't look like humans, most of them. They really don't. But shocking, truly shocking. We might get play later on. Well, it's have to voice it over Biden's fake inauguration. But situation update: that on the 26th of January, Trump makes move towards parallel presidency as Biden agenda blockaded. And my God, as I was saying, the resistance to the corrupt Biden agenda is gaining stream, as it is now clear that numerous elements of the political machine are lining up to block Biden's actions. For example, with two Democratic senators now stating that they will not support the removal of the filibuster, this means the filibuster will almost certainly remain in place. Therefore, impeachment of Trump will not go ahead. In addition, states like Texas are already suing the Biden government, challenging the legality of executive orders that cause harm to real Americans. Texas has already won an important action on the first lawsuit against the Biden regime, the Gateway Pundit reports. Texas was the first state to sue Biden administration and AG Paxton in under a week. Biden took a loss within 6 days of his inauguration. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton, a Trump appointee, temporarily blocked Biden's policy. Well, that only lasts for 2 weeks, I believe. This was a seditious left-wing insurrection, and my team and I stopped it, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said. More states are going to join these efforts to sue Biden regime, and state legislatures are already talking about passing local measures to ensure voting integrity to make sure the 2020 election theft doesn't happen again. Well, I thought they were going to seize all the ballot papers that are meant to be kept for 22 months. If they haven't done that by now, it's a lost cause. President Trump appears to be positioning a parallel presidency office with many surprises yet to come. Oh, really? At the same time, President Trump, who has now disavowed the Patriot Party as anything real, is setting up what many might see as a parallel presidency office called, with three of those, one in Obama has one as well, the office of the former president, although it sounds like an epic troll targeting Biden. Office of the president-elect in this new Trump office is actually being staffed with highly effective people who are hitting the ground running, pushing Trump's political strategies. So where are these highly effective people in his administration? People who sat in on his White House meetings, the Oval Office meetings, said that all his staff were trying to drag him down and telling him to concede. This is all very important to recognize because the military is still positioned to move against Biden's treasonous illegal coup, holding new elections under military authority later this year. Well, I hope so. Trump continued presence in the political playing field hints at his near-term plans to continue to play the prominent role in American politics. This is why all of our grassroots efforts to halt the Biden regime's destructive agenda are so important. The more we slow down Biden, the racial trans and the radical trans activists running him, the more we help save America from destruction while the military and Trump both prepare for the opportunity to remove Biden from power and restore the constitutional republic. Even though, last paragraph, even if you think that the pipe dream It's a pipe dream and therefore will never take place. Slowing down the Biden agenda between now and 2022, what a whole year, gives America the possibility of retaking the House, the White House, the possibility, or the Senate at that time. Sorry, retaking the House of the Senate at that time. Admittedly, Democrats are pushing H.R. 1, which would codify nationwide vote fraud, ballot harvesting, and universal mail-in ballots. So we may already be past the point of correcting all of this at the voting booths. I mean, what are they waiting for? But we must explore every opportunity and pathway to avoid collapse into civil war. Well, it's unavoidable. Today's situation update for January 26 provides the details. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. And mayor of 30 cities now pushing for universal basic income. That is such an entrapment to carry on, and they're talking about that here. And they're running a parallel digital currency, which is absolute tyranny. Tyranny, tyranny. People don't realise how dangerous the digital currencies are. It's total control and monitoring of what you do, unless you have an independent Bitcoin currency. But I'd urge people to look at Max Kaiser's last program, 1362, it's all numbered additionally. What is this? 1632, the one on Friday. He and Stacey Herbert go over this entire bizarre, disturbed financial system where people, speculators, don't even borrow money to invest in a company. They borrow the money first and then look at a company to trash with the money. It's total criminal vandalization. I remember Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster was a key person on RBN many years ago, outstanding gold broker and financial analyst, one of the best, said that said 6 years ago that the the crash when it comes will be 5 or 6 times worse than 1929. Well, Max Kaiser is saying now it's going to be 100 times worse. Shocking, shocking, shocking. So making alliances and putting food away, but how can this 50% of people do that when they say Michael Schneider's research proves that 50-60% of people cannot come up with a $500 emergency in their household. They're living paycheck to paycheck or on social welfare. It's that bad. But the Wall Street has robbed, taken the economy away from us. That is right across the world, in Britain too. As I say, we've been trashed by the multinationals, out of control supermarkets. The internet selling has trashed businesses, and now COVID is just about to wipe them out. I mean, it hasn't sunk into people how bad this is. It just has not sunk in. And this thuggish police force and a fascist government and GCHQ people being put in the cabinet office to fight the social media people who are not towing the government line. Anybody telling the truth is a suspect right now. Absolutely, 100%. But a universal basic income. That's another weapon, political weapon to enslave people. Truly is shocking. But another heartbreaking story is here. This unfortunate woman with a very good mother to her 5 young children. One of them as young as 3 or 4 years of age. 3 young girls of 14 to 3 and 2 boys. She went into a hospital with a COVID outbreak, had a serious outbreak. And she then was put on a ventilator, and she issued a YouTube or a Facebook thing asking people to pray, but she was terrified about going on a ventilator. You go on a ventilator, you die. 75-90% of people die who go on a ventilator. That's just been proven. And there's horror stories about that. But the Nightingale hospitals are not being used properly. The dear good friend Brian, UK column was putting up the stats, the 5-year average of deaths in the UK. I'm repeating this, but I have to repeat it, as below average for 2020. Right? Below average. It was a glitch in 2017-18 with a very winter severe flu, small glitch, but the death rate is down. So they're talking about 100,000 deaths, which is total BS. It's way, way, way. It's take 80% off that. It's just not. That's the infection. Imagine having pushing this at people in their face, treating them like morons. Okay, we go to the break. Be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Coming back in from the break, this is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and we're battling through the deluge tsunami of the outflow problems of COVID-19. Attack, attack, attack. Multiple attacks, no doubt about it. But in one article here, they fitted in day 100, well, going back a while, but it's written on the 21st of January. Day 100 of GMO vaccines will not be pretty. You know, even with, the RNA vaccine 100 days in, what will be shocking. And this is from the RBN website. Joe Biden is not the president of the United States, but then Caroline Kennedy tells her friends that her father's only mistake was to believe that he was the president of the United States. Biden was handed the agenda of giving what the corporate media calls vaccines. Vaccinate 100 million people in the first 100 days. These are not traditional vaccines, which I would avoid anyway. These are far worse. And the Let's see who signs this article off. It's quite a long article, actually. Okay, I can't find the signature. I ran across a BitChute video entitled, the writer saying, "The COVID jab is not a vaccine, it's a pathogen creator. One MD and on one PhD talking to a constitutional lawyer and a foundation CEO. The two scientists said that this pathogen creator injected inside your body can and will cause MS, ALS, Alzheimer's, and accelerated cancer. ALS asymmetric lateral sclerosis is also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. My God. What wonderful gifts from the powers that ought not to be to us 7 billion plus commoners. I read that 3.2 million Americans already have had two doses and 18.5 million have had one dose so far. In 100 days, I would expect to see millions of sick people. In a few weeks, Johnson & Johnson will have more traditional vaccines approved due to the messenger. Johnson & Johnson, who were fined horrendous, over $1 billion, I think, for allowing asbestos to go into Johnson's baby powder, which is for babies' nappies, etc., etc. And this, they're up there as one of the suppliers of this. I mean, we're living in a frigging nightmare. Johnson & Johnson will have more traditional vaccines approved that does not use messenger RNA. Isn't that nice of them? To reprogram our bodies and turn us into GMO near humans. But it will take them weeks to get their production levels up to meet the demand. Lots of people have died or have been injured so far. But what happens after 100 days and everyone starts talking to one of the 10 to 20 million who are permanently injured? The deep state will have some explaining to do. That fits in with this creep, Justin Welby, who's going off in 100 days on a three-month sabbatical. Isn't that interesting? Lots of people have died or been injured so far. The deep state will have some explaining to do. They want a sick and debilitated population on the verge of civil war. They're also flooding the U.S. with illegal aliens and HIV visa card holders. Both groups will be given citizenship. They know how wages will be driven down and rents pushed up. Taxes will go up as aliens will be given full welfare benefits. They could push America's population past 400 million if the country lasted that long, which I seriously doubt. What are they thinking? Corporate insiders are dumping their stocks while we have seen the highest price earnings in ratio decades. Well, in the artificial Wall Street world, yeah. Food prices will be spiked up just as the underlying commodity prices have fallen. And in this article, it's a very good article, they're not mentioning the Grand Solomonican Minimum, which is going to absolutely put prices up 200-300% for food. The deep state can print even more money. In 2020, the year of lockdowns, the Fed increased our M1 money supply by 90% on top of what was an outrageous situation in just 12 months. That is not good. But what is worse is that Biden was told to print money at a faster rate while raising taxes. That policy will not last much longer. The stock markets might get spooked around day 100 when tens of millions of people are still sick from the Moderna and Pfizer experimental jabs of pathogens created in our bodies. Wow, this is a real-life horror story. I would like to suggest we no longer call NBC, CBS, ABC and Fox News organizations. We should refer to them as what they are, deep state propaganda outlets. None deserve to be called newsmen. I would love to hear someone say NBC, DSPO, NBC, deep state propaganda outlet, bringing you all the unbelievable lies Bill Gates, Big Pharma and Wall Street need you to believe so they can continue to rob you by trillions. Ditto for the BBC, absolutely. Let them tell you the truth. They are really the BBC deep state propaganda outlets, nothing less. Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, we'll come back into the break and just continue on this article from RBN site. So clearly the deep state does not plan on Americans surviving as a free people much more than 100 days. Ditto for Europe, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and any other place on the planet. This is genocide they're talking about. Cliff High just recently said, you know, the deep state had to do massive voter fraud to win the election. They can no longer dare to allow us to speak freely. We might tell others about the $21 trillion that we've gone missing from the DOD and HUD in 98, 2015. Others, the Department of Defense, others might say that the coronavirus was manufactured in a lab in the University of North Carolina, that Dr. Fauci, NIH, and President Obama in 2014 gave the climate, the Chinese military lab in Wuhan, $3.7 million grant to perfect it as a bioweapon. Sure. But I would like to point out that the Andalusia general regional government in Spain gave out minimal doses of vitamin D to everyone and reduced their death rate by 82%. Minimal doses, right? Wow. And that was far below the minimal 4,000 IU of vitamin D, which was recommended per day. Nor did they prescribe Invermectin, INV or MBC-Nectin, which causes COVID, which cures COVID and not just presents it. But but you are not allowed to do anything that would lower the profits of Big Pharma, even if it means you die in their hands. Under the current deep state regime, the purpose of your life is to make life better for billionaires. That's about it. The lockdowns were never necessary. We could prevent 90% of the deaths with vitamin D3 and cure many of the remaining few with Invermectin, a cheap but highly effective generic drug. The whole point of lockdowns was to bankrupt the middle class and destroy small businesses so billionaires could have more. The uber rich want us to have less so they can more. Sure. The woke crowd at Davos have been telling us that by 2030 we will own nothing, but we will be happy. The absolute destruction of the ownership of private property. The communist agenda. We won't own homes or even the clothes we wear. We can rent clothes, cars and homes from billionaires. Seem to me that they are lying to themselves and to us. I don't know anyone who will be happy renting their clothes from either Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates. I do not see any feasible working plan short of genocide. Either 3 to 5 billion or maybe 6 to 7 billion people to keep the deep state in power until the next presidential election. I do not know what will happen after 100 days of injecting 100 million people with messenger RNA experimental treatments, but it will not be good. It could destroy economies everywhere. It could also speak of a revolution, a worldwide insurrection against the banker-occupied governments. I am reminded of the Romanian Revolution 1989. On December 16, the security and militaries were in control. On the 17th, they were protests in Hungarian ethnic enclave. The riots then spread through Romania. People began jeering at the speech by the glorious leader of the Cenotaph, etc. Collapse can be sudden and total. We can only hope that we have equally sudden collapse and millions of Americans don't have to die of starvation if we're empowered to rid ourselves of the deep state. That was Ceausescu in Romania they were talking about. Our problems can easily be solved if the deep state did not interfere with the free speech and freedoms of assembly. I would suggest that the modern jubilee of worldwide death cancellation event will end the coming depression, and otherwise we would have been far worse off in 1993 and 33. He goes on to say 147 corporations running 20% of the world. Just regarding, and all of this, doesn't say it in this article, when the COVID thing dies out, the same systems of government and prohibitions and lockdowns will move to the green agenda. That's what is going on. So we have a piece here, the last piece today, the Mark Morano piece. If you pull that up and play the audio, that's just roll it down the page. Listen, Mark Morano on DC Wall Radio on Biden's climate frenzy. You got that one there? The last one we'll do today. Doo-doo, Mark Morano.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle.
That's a bloody ad. Sorry, you can roll. Sorry, I didn't spot that.
Good morning, Vince. Happy to be here.
Great to have you with us. We've got the President of the United States, President Biden, set to unveil what he's referring to as an historic climate change plan today, designed to block all new federal oil and gas exploration on federal lands. This will have deep impacts on the economy, especially in places like New Mexico, for instance, which is so reliant on access to that federal land in order to sustain their energy industry. Tell us about the effects here.
Well, what President Biden's doing is this is a ban now that's going to chiefly affect the American West, the Midwest and West, because that's where, if you go out west, the federal government owns most of the land, for one thing. And what he's done here is the American Petroleum Institute is estimating up to 1 million jobs if he goes through with this, with all these various bans, including the Keystone, including the Dakota pipeline access. If he starts banning all of this, which is literally what they are poised to do in this Biden administration, we are looking at, to begin with, tens of thousands of jobs, then hundreds, and then up to a million jobs. And this was one of the chief accomplishments of President Trump, was this energy. We went from striving to be energy independent to energy dominant. For the first time in the Trump administration in 2019, America went from the highest, we had more energy exports than imports. The first time since Harry S. Truman was president in 1952. And this is the first of many actions Biden's going to take to start reversing that.
So what is this here? Is this just the we're going to undo everything Trump did because Orange Man bad? Or is this catering to the far left part of the party?
I mean, it's the ideology of the party. I mean, Biden has no choice. Yesterday, Chuck Schumer, I guess 2 days ago, on Rachel Maddow, Chuck Schumer is urging President Biden to declare a national climate emergency. And do you know why? Because that would give him unlimited powers. In fact, in the words of Schumer, he can do many things with emergency powers without legislation. Now, what does that remind you? It reminds me of the COVID emergency, where they were able to, you know, impose immediate lockdowns and restrictions on travel and other things. That is what the Democrats now are seeking. Now, 2 years ago, they weren't even this ambitious. But now, with a national climate emergency, and that other senators, other actors, activists are saying in a climate emergency, we should not be able to fly unless it's, quote, morally justifiable, unquote. That is where we're headed. It sounds like he's just regulating federal lands and he's, right, you know, trying to care about the climate. But this is now going into a whole new era.
Mark Morano, as I hear all of these announcements, they claim that the end goal is to improve the environment. But one of the aspects of this that I find so puzzling is that the United States for the last several years has been decreasing its climate emissions year over year. That was its carbon emissions, rather. And that was under the Trump administration. And meanwhile, if we constrain business and energy development in the United States, don't we cede responsibility for those industries to countries where their environmental standards are much lower than ours?
And that's the odd thing. You know, today, Biden is going to be announcing that climate is now going to be considered a national security threat, climate change, the threat of climate change. Now, what's fascinating about what you just said, Vince, is that in the entire Trump administration, when we had energy booming, we were not only when we were energy independent, we're dominant. So what that means is we don't have to go to Middle East to fight wars. We don't have to go and continue to have endless justifications for an intervention. You know, the Iraq war, Kuwait fighting for oil fields. We had domestic energy. So if you actually cared about a national security threat, you would want the most energy dominant energy, domestic energy policy we can. And here's the kicker, goes exactly what you said. We are now going to lose our energy independence and dominance in favor of mining and rare earth dependence on China and Russia for electric cars, for solar, wind, relying on cobalt, which comes from African mines run by Chinese company with absolutely no environmental standards. In fact, Amnesty International has documented child labor going on in Africa by these Chinese-run companies to provide enough rare earth minerals for Americans in the, you know, for America's quest for solar and wind, which, by the way, at last count in 2019, 4% of U.S. total energy comes from solar and wind. They want to turn that 4% into some magical, replace magically the 80% we get from fossil fuels.
You know, I just wanted to go back quickly to the drilling on federal lands that the president has, you know, said we're not going to do this anymore. You can't do this. There are in Native American tribes who get a lot of money. Most of their income comes from being able to drill on their lands because they have millions of acres. So there, I read that one of the tribes or two of the tribes now are considering suing because they're saying, hey, you do not have sovereignty over us to prevent us from being able to drill on the land that is ours. So is that one way, though, that you can kind of get around all of this and still keep the energy here in the country?
That's a great question. You know, Native Americans have been on both sides because environmentalists recruit them and they say, oh, it's sacred land. They've used it. And on the other hand, many Native Americans fight these restrictions because this is how they make money. I mean, this and, you know, the casinos is one of the ways. Otherwise, Native Americans are living on reservations without much, you know, much change century to century in America. So this is it's a devastating blow to many of these indigenous tribes throughout America. Many of them have been fighting for Keystone. Many of them have been fighting for all these kind of energy permits. But that is going to be a battle, which, you know, they're not going to be a big player in this, even though you'd think, you know, Native Americans and the labor unions would be a big part of the Biden coalition. But unfortunately, the labor unions, some of them are in shock. They endorse Joe Biden and they're being, you know, their members are being destroyed. And in the Biden administration, well, these are just temporary jobs that do these energy projects, the oil and gas leasing and the pipelines. But the problem is that's how these unions and workers survive. All infrastructure projects are temporary. You're building a bridge, you're building roads, then you move on. And the ironic thing is one of the labor leaders said, Terry O'Sullivan of Laborers International, when President Obama was canceling this, the irony is the president's job is temporary. So that's one of Biden's things is, oh, these are just temporary jobs. Well, that's how, you know, infrastructure jobs are. So Biden does not care about the indigenous people. He's not going to care about his base, yeah, labor union base. In fact, he's already said people should take up coding and other things. You know, they're going to retrain them all for solar and wind, which again, I can't emphasize, 4% of total energy in the United States comes from solar and wind. And I think it's only a little over 3% globally. They want to somehow magically turn that in and replace the 80, 85% plus that come from fossil fuels. And all they're going to do is raise our cost of energy and make us less secure and make foreign wars much, much more likely.
Well, maybe they should. Their union leadership should have thought about all of this before they endorsed Joe Biden.
Yeah, so. Good point. All right, Mark Morano, thank you. Publisher of ClimateDepot.com. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Very good. But it's a long time since I've pulled anything off Climate Depot. But Mark Morano was a first-class guy, has all the pro and against arguments by all the people, Al Gore, on the climate hoax, et cetera, and Piers Corbyn is represented there. But again, the treatment of Piers Corbyn by the Daily Mail is utterly disgraceful. He's one of the few people telling the truth about this lockdown. It's disgusting, it's destructive, and it's never ending. And as I say, it's going to morph into the green agenda when this, all the different things, sustainability, etc., energy, and we'll have everybody, every other people in cities in micro apartments, in rural, you have to live in a treehouse, most likely, if you're not already dead from vaccination. But it's hard to believe we're living through this. It really is. And I notice people have very little capacity to take in helpful information. It's all nightmarish stuff for them. People are more and more going in on themselves and just putting their head down. This Jeffrey Prather says, get your head in the fight, even from writing a letter to absolutely organizing to take back your local authority from the criminals who you've elected to run it, and start in your own backyard and make alliances, etc., on multiple levels. And this thing about a universal basic income, that's a power grab. And this... The 30 cities, the mayors in America and around the world, the mayors of cities have an organization that's an insidious globalist organization where they're trying to implement laws that if the federal government in each of these countries is not doing it, that they will do it. And this upstart, the mayor of London, I mean, he's absolutely universally hated. But there's a guy running against him, Brian Rose, an American who's a nationalized citizen of Britain. But he hangs around with Jim Rickards, excuse me, and what he's going to do for London. But there's plenty of good candidates to run. They're meant to be in May, but most likely the government will take cover and cancel the elections again, trying to extend these lockdowns again and again and again. And it's just creep, what they call the ultimate version of mission creep. As Prather was saying, because he's worked in every aspect of the military and the security services, plan, you have to plan, but within 5 minutes of this crisis happening, you have to abandon that plan and be flexible to know what you're doing. But JeffreyPrather.com, well worth, you're not wasting your time listening to him. It's very, very good. And it's a crisis, a mega crisis. And he's giving out very good advice. And Mike Adams interviewed him. Mike Adams doesn't compete with him. He's interviewed him and introduced people to his site. But I have only come across him a month or two ago. I think I played some of his stuff. But how to deal with this mega, mega crisis of deceit, etc., etc. But the so-called plan now is that Trump, that's why he was smiling, seemed relieved that this is an illegal installation of a president and that the military will move against the deep state in a few months' time, etc. I don't know. I don't see that happening. I hope it will. I sincerely hope it will. But there you are. But just tell Ken as well, in the last section today, we'll play the Teal and Pork piece again to finish out the program on the last few minutes after the next break. And that will be the end of today's program. But it's a worthwhile piece to listen to. I think you should listen to it again. But everywhere you look on all these reports, we are corralled in so many ways. We're attack on a multiple levels. But there you are. It's that bad. And the figures I read that before a week or two ago, how the lockdowns has made the billionaires mega billionaires. I mean, that's shocking. Warren Buffett, Lawrence Page, Sergey Brin, Larry Page, Mark Zuckerberg, Christ, I hate saying his name, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and Elon Musk. These people have gone from 50 billion to 75 billion to 60 billion. It's just shocking. It's obscene obscenity. It's laid out in front of people, even with all the lies and bigotry in the media and et cetera, and the censorship of the American media and the BBC. Shocking, but we never know. We might get lucky. We have to get very, very lucky on a major hit against this tyranny. As I say, the best laid scheme of mice and men can get interrupted. And as I say, another thing is that big events can turn on very small hinges, etc. That article there read out about 100 days of GMO. Ceausescu had a gargantuan military unit, as I said, was taken down by an uprising against him. And some of the military joined the protest. But this won't be a velvet revolution. It will not. The military don't, we don't really know who's in charge in the Pentagon. There's a power block, multiple power blocks fighting each other. And as I say, I'm wondering why they were giving too many interviews. But Sidney Powell and Carol Flynn giving interviews, especially Sidney Powell. And the last time she spoke, she attacked Trump. So was she cut out of the loop? It looked like she was. But the reports coming out of the White House was that he was surrounded by enemies. And Mike Pence, who we highlighted on RBN, and John Stephan, who highlighted from day one. What was he doing with that creature, etc.? And the list of people in Trump's cabinet and the amount of people he had to fire through, shocking bad judgment. Deep state creatures, swamp creatures to clean up the swamp. Wow, you don't do that. You just do not do that. Well, there you are. We're going to a break, Ken. We'll go to the break, and then we'll Thielen Pork. Okay. We'll finish the program with Thielen Pork and a visitor from the past. Okay. We'll play it again. What we played at the beginning of the program. Thielen Pork, we'll play that piece again, repeat, finish the program. A visitor from the past. Okay. Starts with a drum beat.
I had a dream the other night that, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun. Permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent. Although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate. And your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press. And you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.